from the balcony of Shacklett's Photography on the historic Courthouse Square in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, it's Uptown Talk. It's like a little slice of heaven every Saturday morning at 11, and I'm so glad that you could be here with us at the Farmer's Market. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Christie, your host for the next hour on the show that's always about people who help people. This is show number 83, this fifth Saturday of September 2015. It's another fantastic day as we're overlooking the famous Farmer's Market all around the square. Melissa Cross from Habitat for Humanity is our guest this second hour of the show. We've been on for a little while as we were getting warmed up for today, and you can hear that entire show on a podcast when we get it edited a little bit later on, in addition to this hour on WGNS. We do have a full podcast show that will be on posted on WGNS in a short while. You're also listening to Charlie Parker at the piano with our Uptown Talk theme, and a little bit later this morning, we may have another visit from our friend Otis with more of his totally pretentious but on-target remarks. Today, Otis will be sharing his views on term limits. And we also have with us Josh, the Restore Manager from Habitat for Humanity, as I mentioned, Melissa Cross. But right now, we're going to listen to some great music from a band called Out of the Dust, a couple named Chris and Stephanie Teague. They've been entertaining us the first hour, and they're really special. I want you to hear them right now here on WGNS. Here they are, Out of the Dust, Chris and Stephanie.
Here's a little peppy tune to start us out in the second hour. Little love song. They say Abbo mentioned gold blissfully slow. So why do they always quickly burn away?
And tell me why time and flies kiss it goodbye. The days when you're with me, second, so it seems.
And it's so hard to kiss while I smile. Cause I light up when you're around. The darkness fades and you send me up to the clouds. The sun has been replaced by a light so bright. It's easy to say, so hot that you illuminate me.
It's more than just love, you put fire in me.
The nearer you're to me, the more intense the heat.
It may be strange, but you changed my chemistry.
Our elements unite, reaction I ignite. And it's so hard to kiss while I smile. Cause I light up when you're out. The darkness fades and you send me up to the clouds. The sun has been replaced by a light so bright. It's easy to see, so hot that you illuminate me.
I'm the wood and you're the spark. You engulf my heart the way you fan my flame.
Overstain my sentiment, you lit me up and set my heart ablaze. Whoa, 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 cause I light up when you're out. The darkness fades and you send me up to the clouds. The sun has been replaced by your light so bright. It's easy to see, so hot that you illuminate me. Yeah, you're so hot that you illuminate me. Well, I'm saying, so hot that you illuminate me. Oh, oh.
Out of the Dust, Chris and Stephanie Teague. That's quite a chord there on the end. What was that?
I don't know.
Did you get that at the MTSU RIM program? Is that what they're teaching?
I am a graduate of MTSU, Recording Industry Management. Yes.
I bet Charlie probably knows what key that is.
A flat major 7.
A flat major 3.
There's like a 2, a second added in there somewhere. Maybe. Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you so much. Did you write that?
Yes.
It's kind of almost in the 40s style or something.
Yeah, the little
sweet,
the walkie bass type thing.
Yeah. And is that going to be on your CD? No.
That was actually on an earlier one. We did a recording called One Mic, One Night, which is also on iTunes, and you can find it on our website,
okay,
where we literally just had one night, and we did 5 songs and recorded them, just the two of us and a guitar around a mic. You can hear it there.
So it will sound just like that. If you like that,
pretty much, yeah.
Then you can go get it on iTunes.
Now, does Chris get 2/3 of the paycheck since he's doing the guitar and the vocal?
I always tell him I have the easy part.
We don't have separate bank accounts, so you know it all flows to the same place.
Well, that's technically great. And your voices are just so sweet, just ideal for the music that you're singing, which is a good thing, you know.
Thank you.
And we really enjoy hearing you sing. We'll have some more of them here on WGNS in just a few moments. As we continue with Uptown Talk, I'm Tom Christie, your host, and we have Melissa Cross now. She has joined us from Habitat for Humanity. She is the Development Director. I'm going to turn your mic up so you can actually say that.
The Development Director.
Now, what does a Development Director do other than develop things?
Well, hopefully I bring in some money. We do need money to be able to build our houses and fund our nonprofit. So I talk to corporations and companies and individuals and whoever I can bring into our family.
Now, I would imagine that Habitat for Humanity has guidelines for development directors. There certainly must be other development directors in other communities, but it's important to have a development director right in the community where the Habitat is working.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I mean, there's special things that only you could find out here on the ground at Rutherford County.
I mean, I like to talk to all different groups. Actually, I was talking with Zaxby's today. I talked to their employees this morning.
Really?
And
did you get a chicken sandwich at the same time?
I didn't get any food. they hadn't opened yet.
I would
yet.
Think that would be a first priority for a development director.
Well, they will be joining us for Cooking to Build here on the square.
So there might be some chicken chili.
There might be some chicken chili. Absolutely.
You got to watch what they put in chicken chili.
Other than chicken?
As long as it's not Chinese chicken chili.
Yes, that's true.
That's where I was going with that. I'm sorry.
But no, it was good talking with them. I was talking to the employees about coming out and helping us with our builds. We actually need 180 volunteers per house.
Really?
When we build. In about 8 to 10 weeks. So
I would think that there's some things that the contractor just has to do.
Well, we have contractors who do roofing and certainly electrical and air conditioning, heating, that kind of thing. We follow all those guidelines. Mm-hmm. But we have volunteers who help raise the walls, which is an exciting time.
Sure.
They come out. We just need a lot of hands, really. So they help raise the walls and nail everything into place. And then we have siding that has to go onto the houses. And that's another fun thing that people can do because they learn how to do siding. They can do it for their own home.
Mm-hmm. And do they shingle the roofs? I know you said to put the roof
up. We have roofing contractors who do regular roofs. But we do all that up to that part. The framing and the roof and the underlayment of the roof.
Sure. Yeah.
And then, as I say, the siding, which is really interesting. It's vinyl siding. Mm-hmm. And you just need a lot of hands there, too.
So it's not real heavy like the metal siding.
It's not heavy. It's easy to do and just simple tacking nails to put it in place.
And there's a good insulation value to
absolutely
vinyl siding as well.
Absolutely. And we have, I mean, all of our houses are really very, very energy efficient and very good rating for insulation and all of that. So the purpose is to make it so that it's affordable for the homeowners.
I would think there would be a real difference between a housing project where people just come and move into the apartment and something that a family has actually worked on to put together.
Absolutely.
I would think you'd have no vandalism problems. anything like that, because this is our house. We actually put it together.
Our partner families are invested in the Habitat house. They go through a 30-week financial and homeowner education process. So they do, for 30 weeks, they come in and they learn how to manage their money, get their debt ratio down. They learn how to make good consumer choices. They even learn how to shop for food, how to shop at places like the farmers market and get good value and stretch their dollars and not buy, you know, junk food, which costs so much money. So we teach them how to do household budgets, how to do household maintenance, all of that in preparation for them taking on a Habitat house.
So what is your favorite thing about Habitat for Humanity? I can tell they're just that's going to be a hard question for you because you just have so much energy bubbling over about everything that you're talking about with Habitat. Is this your first development job? Is this the kind of thing that you were looking forward to, or what? How did that work?
It's not my first development job, but I actually come out of producing shows for Home and Garden TV and DIY Network. So I'm used to going into houses and showing how to put down flooring and do the walls and paint and trim and do all of that stuff. Mm. So I come from that construction, home improvement.
Can I hire
industry.
You away?
I don't know that I know how to do it particularly well.
Well, no,
but
I think that's fantastic.
But
that's
I like
great.
To show people how to do
what
it.
A and good fit.
That's the exciting thing when we have volunteers come. You know, we have volunteers say, I don't know anything about construction or building. Mm-hmm. We have a construction crew that will teach them that.
Sure.
So they can show up that morning not knowing anything, and we put a reciprocating saw in their hands, and they learn how to do it.
Isn't that
And
great.
They learn how to nail and hammer. And
you must find some very, very special construction crews and
we've got
contractors
great, yes, we've
who
got
have
great
a real heart for
crews.
Teaching people how to do things.
They do. They're very patient. They'll show you how to do it. And, you know, there's sometimes simple things, even hammering a nail can be.
Do they
there
have
can
any,
be tricks
Do they
things.
Have any kind of entry exam, like can you walk and chew gum at the same time? I mean, I would have to have that. I mean,
they can do
I'm
all that stuff.
I'm dangerous with a hammer. You know, that's appendages might get injured.
I think we could work with you, too, if you wanted to come out to a build.
Okay. I'm excited at what you're doing with Habitat. Megan quoted something earlier about how many houses were put up in Murfreesboro in this last year. Do you remember what that was?
In Murfreesboro alone? This past year,
or Rutherford County.
I think it's been, we've done 7 houses
this
year.
There goes one right now.
I'm sorry. And we plan to do, and right now we're building in Laverne. We have 2 houses going in Laverne. Then we will have our Nissan house, which is a wonderful thing that Nissan does every year. They fund a whole house. We'll be doing that on Castle Street. And the interesting thing about that one is we tore down a house that I think you could call it a crack house or something like that. It was an abandoned house that was used for
recreationally
not
challenged
good
people.
Purposes.
Yeah.
And it was an eyesore to the neighborhood and, of course, dangerous for the neighborhood and the kids and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We and the city of Murfreesboro tore that house down, and now we're going to build it up with a beautiful Habitat house.
That's super. That is just super. You know, and I keep hearing, and I mention this just about every show or every other show, is that we keep hearing that the 2035 Planning Committee is estimating that there may be as many as 6,000 people coming to Rutherford County every year. How do you anticipate that challenging the Habitat crew? Will there be more of a call to build Habitat houses?
Absolutely.
And if so, what's your plan as a development director to meet that challenge?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's a wonderful thing that Rutherford County is growing. We've got great new businesses and industries coming in. But it does mean that property values go up, and that means that affordable housing for low-income families goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And so Habitat can't take care of all of it, but we need enough affordable housing for the people who work here, who service us, who do those low-income jobs that we need.
You know, if you're in a house and you're comfortable in the house that you have, it's hard to even think about the problem, the magnitude of the problem of affordable housing that we have right now in Rutherford County, especially folks who may be homeless, and I understand that they're getting rid of Section 8 housing.
They are, yeah.
They're tearing down some places that were Section 8 housing. So we're going to have a real housing shortage. I would think this is a boom time for Habitat for Humanity.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't grow fast enough, but and we are planning some community projects where we can build several housing units at the same time. which of course is more cost efficient for us.
Yeah.
So right now we do single houses.
I have such a good question for you, but we're going to have to wait just a minute or two. Melissa Cross is here with us today with Habitat for Humanity, and I thank you so much for taking the time to come over here and be a part of our show. And Josh Chappell is here as well. He's the Restore Manager. We heard from him a little bit this last hour, and we'll hear more from him this hour here on WGNS as well. Stay with us. This is Uptown Talk. I'm Tom Christie, your host, and our Charlie Parker here is back here telling me it's time to mention some of our sponsors. We have quite a few, and we're just grateful for each and every one of them. We've been talking about Azo Technologies and Shacklett's Photography and iDrive E85 in the last hour. We'll be talking about Tennessee Peddler, City Cafe, and Bagwell Document Solutions in this hour, as well as our friends Tom's Pond and Wholesale Jewelry, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Forest York Guitars, and Pawbunk's Organic Grocery as well. And we'll hear from Stephanie and Chris Teague in just a moment with Out of the Dust. But as we talk about sponsorships, we always want to mention that our very best sponsor is Jesus Christ, who brings the best kind of encouragement and genuine hope that we want every person to experience in this life. For truly, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. If we're believers, if we think of ourselves as Christ followers, this is our time to shine, to honor him in how we live, how we speak, and how we care for one another. And Habitat for Humanity is certainly a place that cares for folks in a huge way. And we're just honored so much to have them on our program today. Let me tell you just a bit about Tennessee Peddler right now. Today's show is brought to you by the Tennessee Peddler. Tennessee Peddler is the web's most unique online general store where every product is made or originated right here in the great state of Tennessee. We invite you to come on out and check out the cool assortment of boots. They've got Dan Post boots. They've even got Gibson guitars on there. Chris Teague might like one of those. They don't feed back ever, those Gibson guitars. Handmade Tennessee jewelry, Coop's hot chicken paste, Cumberland Valley coffee, I could use a little more of that, Lodge cast iron cookware, sourdough or sober dough brew bread, say that five times fast, sourdough brew bread mixes. They've got Allegro marmalades and sauces. And coming soon, they have some Sweetwater Farm cheeses coming, Tennessee Farm Country Gourmet, Goo Goo Clusters, and Moon Pies, you name it, they've got it over there at thetennesseepeddler.com. Online, TennesseePeddler.com. Go check them out. They're one of our good sponsors, and we're grateful for them as well. And here goes another Habitat house. They're in a hurry to get it done. They're in a hurry to kind of keep things cool down over there. All those workers working so hard on this hot summer day, they need some fire hosing today. So thank you, Murfreesboro Fire Department, for all of your courageous work and taking care of an emergency somewhere. We're just grateful that we're reminded about every show. A couple of times the fire engines go out. People are just being not cautious or having a problem with their wiring or whatever. We just pray that they'll be safe. Okay, we continue now with some music from Chris and Stephanie Teague. Thank you for your patience waiting for me to get through that. These folks are just great, as I'm sure you'll agree when you hear them play. Out of the Dust, they call themselves, and here they are.
This song is called Truth, and this song goes out to the dude wearing the umbrella hat out here somewhere, because umbrella hats are the truth. It's bold and it's beautiful. I love it. No, but seriously, so this song is called Truth, and one of my favorite pastors, Tim Keller, talks about Jesus and the ministry of truth and the ministry of tears and how he was a master of both, and this song sort of makes an attempt to talk a little bit about the truth. It kind of comes from my background as an atheist and realizing that I've come to believe that truth is objective and there's no such thing as relative truth. So let's sing. Truth is under attack. Deceptive schemes seem so pristine. We glean from news feeds and magazines. Just light a match and pour the gasoline.
If we don't identify the sly poison lies disguised by vile devices.
Truth is truth, no matter what it is. You can't say mine is mine and his is his. Emotional notions are a poor excuse for proof, but that's how some use half truths on you. Oh, there's no time for blurring lines. You can have your own opinion, but you cannot have your own truth.
The world is hard pushing back. If it's not PC, are we truly free to speak and say things that we believe? Will we surrender to the enemy? With a gun to my head, would I say what he said? Would I sway from a threat or die for it?
Ending. Oh, I love that song. That is so good.
Thank you.
You cannot have your own truth.
That came from an old friend of ours, Jonathan Morrow, who was really like super into apologetics, and he's got his own ministry called Think Christianly. So if stuff like that interests you, I'm not ashamed to plug him at all. ThinkChristianly.org. That line, I remember hearing that for the first time and thinking, dang, that needs to be a song.
Well, there you go. So, yeah. And where do your inspirations come from most of the time? Do you know? I mean, I'm sure you do, but could you reflect on that for a moment, please?
Sure. A lot of our influences, I mean, I'm wearing a John Mayer hat right now, so like the way that I play.
Musically.
Yeah, the way that I play comes a lot from like acoustic players like Kaki King and Andy McKee and some of John Mayer's acoustic stuff. And then our influences for what we write.
Most of it comes from this life experiences where God's taken us with our marriage and divorce and remarriage. And a lot of our songs, we realized as we put out this EP that most of them are prayers that we've prayed in the form of song throughout the past few years.
Yeah, no doubt.
Isn't it refreshing to know, as you think back, that you've now been married far longer than you were divorced?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's funny that you touch on that. I mean, we talked about it in the first hour, but that our divorce, like we said earlier, I mean, it's like the catalyst for a lot of what we do. It's not like the launching pad for every song, but we always turn back to where we came from and what we're going going through to really inspire what we do. And our divorce and God's restoration of our marriage is such a huge, huge part of that. So.
Isn't it strange that sometimes the best inspirations come out of darkness?
Absolutely.
And coming away from darkness, finding that there is real hope, real change, real restoration and healing. I mean, those kinds of themes, there's never a lack for them. I mean, there's always a need, a huge need for them.
Yeah, and I think part of what we write comes out of a desire to see more of people looking into the darkness and acknowledging it. Because we write a lot of times in those dark times, and then a lot of times we look back and say, you know what, like we were there, but we're not anymore. So there's two sides of that. People need to feel the empathy, and they also need to see the hope too.
You know, a friend of mine put it this way, and I'm not sure that I entirely agree with it, but it's kind of stuck in my mind as a clever way to put it. He said, no matter how much I pray, how much I read scripture, how much I hang with other Christian brothers and get encouragement, I can look around, and over there in the corner is the devil doing push-ups. You know, he is always ready to overtake and accuse and cause doubt or make you feel like what you're doing isn't worth anything.
Yeah. The good news is that he's defeated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today. Chris and Stephanie Teague, Out of Dust. You can come by Shacklett's Photography and pick up one of their newly released CDs. And tell us what it's called again.
It's called Lead Me Through, and we love making new friends. Facebook.com/Out of the Dust Music. We would absolutely love to get to know you. Send us a message through our website, too. We've got a contact us link there somewhere, outofthedustmusic.com.
Good deal, good deal. We'll hear another song from you here in just a little while. We want to take a break in a moment for our friend Otis. I've got to get him queued up here. Otis doesn't ever need to be queued up. It's just the practical technologies of doing a podcast and a radio show. And Charlie's going to play for you as well. But right now we want to get back to talking with our friends Melissa Cross, the development director, and Josh Chappell, the restore manager at Habitat for Humanity, a great outfit going on here in Murfreesboro. They are located at 850 Mercury Boulevard here in Murfreesboro, and you can go by and see them during the day, any day, Monday through Friday and Saturday as well, just closed on Sunday. That's the Lord's Day, and we all need to take a break and get some rest. And tell me, you had something here that you wanted us to look at called Habitat for Humanity. Hammer down, and that means that there's got to be some motorcycles involved. I was looking at that.
Absolutely.
Tell us what this is all about.
So if I said, get your motor running, you might think,
we
hammer down, motorcycles.
We could
cue the van out on the highway.
Head out on the highway. Yep. Right. This is Hammer Down for Habitat. It's a motorcycle poker run, and it will start at, and the date is Saturday, September 19th, so coming up very soon. It will start at Bumpus Harley-Davidson, and then the riders will go out for a 120-mile run through the beautiful scenic countryside.
Idea.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? I know Tom Bumpus. He's a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
But of course, you may already have the route planned, but wouldn't it be cool if while we're doing Uptown Talk here,
we could play
music, just ride past.
Ooh, I think that would be fantastic.
And it would be on the air, and it would be around the square, and people would see all the bikes, and we could do some publicity.
That would be fantastic. Absolutely.
You need to get a banner that somebody carries on their bike so it's fluttering in the breeze.
Uh-huh.
It says Habitat for Humanity on it. And hammer down and all that. Hammer down for humanity.
We can do that.
It's a great
idea.
Let's think about that some more.
Absolutely.
I won't promise that it's going to happen, but in the mind's eye.
That would be fantastic.
Awesome.
That really would.
We'd think about that some more. So this actually goes directly to support Habitat. How does that work? How does a poker run work? Those of us who've never been on a motorcycle before, wink, wink.
Well, it's a run, and they pay a $20.
You don't ride now. You look like you might.
No. I actually produced a Harley Davidson restoration series.
Thing to say. I wasn't saying.
No,
I
would like
saying,
to ride.
Show me your tattoos. I was just saying, I bet you ride a motorcycle.
I have ridden one, yes.
Good for you. Good for you. Everybody should once in a while. You know, mm-hmm. It's a great thing to do. And so tell me how a poker run works. I'm sorry, we digress.
Well, they pay a $20 entry fee, uh-huh. and then they go on their run, and they will come back. We end up at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Great place.
Entertainment Depot.
Yeah.
And we'll have lunch and games, and then there'll be prizes. But along the route, they will pick up a poker hand. They'll pick up cards for a poker hand.
Where
so
they stop.
They'll be where they stop. They actually go to Lynchburg and then come back to Murfreesboro.
And this flyer that you have has QR codes on it. Those of you yes. who don't know what QR codes
QR
are,
codes.
You take your cell phone and you scan it, and it gives you all the information that you need about it, how to join up, how to get become a part of it. And there's probably a number on here. It is 615-890-5877 to find out more about the poker run and how to get a, be a part of this. Habitat for Humanity of Rutherford County proudly presents the 7th annual. Gosh, you've been doing this a while.
7 years, right.
Hammer down for Habitat. The 19th of this month. Emblazon that in your memory, folks. And don't forget, you might be able to come by here at the Farmers Market and see just a steady stream, a 20-minute long steady stream of motorcycle riders.
It's great fun. Yeah. I mean, I love seeing the bikes. I take a lot of video and photos of the bikes alone because I think they're a work of art.
They are, and people that ride bikes take really good care of them.
Really good care.
It's notorious that people who drive a really nice motorcycle take care of so many other things in their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just bought a pickup truck that had been owned by people that owned Harley Davidson. It's a 2006 pickup truck, and it looks like it came off the factory showroom.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's immaculate.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine that any other group that would want to support something like Habitat for Humanity than motorcycle riders.
They are great support. We have made about $15,000 from each of these events, which goes
wow.
directly towards a house. Last year, that house was for Justin Jordan in Murfreesboro, mm-hmm. and that was a good portion of the build. And then they all came out also to work on the build and volunteer and put up the walls and do all that good stuff. So.
Oh, that's great. That's just great. I want you to tell me more about the Habitat houses themselves when we come back from this break, about how a person can get involved in becoming a Habitat for Humanity family, how they get a house. Just walk us through the process, if you would, when we come back right after this spot break here. And we're also going to hear from Otis on this break. So let's do that here in just a moment. Just always love to hear Charlie play the piano, and we're just going to have him talk to us a little bit about the theater arts as well here in just a moment. But right now, let me tell you just a moment about the City Cafe. The City Cafe, everybody knows where the City Cafe lives in Murfreesboro, but those of you listening out in Radio Land and those of you on the internet, you might want to come by Murfreesboro and have breakfast or lunch at the City Cafe. They've been around since 1900. And they're right over here on East Main Street. It's their latest version of the City Cafe. It's under new ownership. And these folks have just really brought it up into a Class A place where you can enjoy all kinds of things. They've got a Blue Raider special going on right now as the football season is opening today. Sausage or bacon with your breakfast burrito, $5.95 with hash browns. And also MTSU students and faculties, if you show your MTSU ID card or your student ID card, you'll get 10% off. Homemade pies and cakes and desserts. I tell you, one of the killer things is you're sitting there having lunch and somebody else has ordered dessert and that thing walks past. You know, the waitress is carrying it to somebody else and it's got, oh man, oh, I gotta have one of those. You know, it's just that kind of place. Everything that you see and everything that they bring out for somebody else is just so tempting and delectable. Coming up with the holidays, we want to remind you that on October 1st, they're going to have some fried chicken dinners to go with 2-hour notice. Pick up your stuff before 2 o'clock if at all possible. They'll have 8-piece, 12-piece, and 16-piece chicken dinners, fried chicken dinners to go. And Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're going to have catering available as well. It's pickup only, no deliveries. The catering in the sense of you come by and pick up the great food that they've made for you and your family from the City Cafe. It's just so good and so affordable, and every meal is just easy and fun at the City Cafe. Get in touch with them at 615-893-1303. That's 893-1303. That's the City Cafe, an institution in fine dining here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, Charlie, what's going on in the theater around here? You have some news for us about the plays and things that are happening?
Educational show. Bonnaroo gave us a grant to do Of Mice and Men, which a lot of people had to read in high school, and so now you can see it come to life with some people who are suitably tacky for men looking for work in the 1930s Depression. We also have a very old dog who's been cast in the part of, guess what, a very old dog, and he has a very good supporting cast.
Typecasting again.
Yes. He wanted to be a cat, but we just didn't feel like he could pull it off.
Oh, dear.
But then in early November, My Fair Lady, which is a kind of a, some people think of it as an old chestnut, but it's got a brand new cast and should be pretty good.
All right, so. Very good. Well, and tell me about what's happening with the arts, the Center for the Arts. Are they changing personnel or something?
Yes, they have a brand new director. Tim Smith has been there for several years, has done a great job. And they have a new lady whose last name I don't know, but I like her first name so much that it doesn't matter. Her first name is Patience.
Oh,
and
good.
When
good.
I spoke to her last night, I said, you're going to need a lot of it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what, we are just about ready to go with Mr. Otis here. And I have just one more thing to plug in. How about playing us another little piece of a tune, and we'll get back to Mr. Otis here in just a second. There? Yes? No?
Is that me or is that?
That would be them. That would be you.
Me? Oh. Which you?
That would be you, sir. On the keyboards. Something theaterish, since we just talked about that. I'll tell you what, Mr. Otis is being a little reluctant to get in position, so we'll stop and take a moment here for another song from Chris and Stephanie T. from Out of the Dust, and thank you, Charlie, for that. Here he is, Chris T. and Stephanie.
This song's called Speak, and when we got divorced, I was hiding everything from everybody, and leading worship on Sundays and doing other things at night and not telling anybody, getting into like the internet and all sorts of these arguments, and so we wrote this song just sort of as a I can't be the only one who's hiding stuff. So service, walking nervous, hope nobody notices me. Dodge the crowd and go sit down, stumbling over my feet. Carrying a world of weight, the man beside me feels the same. We will never know, 'cause we won't say. We're both ashamed. What if everybody said what they were really thinking? Oh, we'd see everybody else as misrepresenting. Oh, why do we put up a fight, hide it all inside? 'Cause freedom will flood our lives. So don't you think it's time we speak our minds?
Yeah. Walking, laughing, talking fast.
daddy said what they were really thinking. Oh, we'd see everybody else's misrepresenting. Oh, why do we put up a fight, hide it all inside? 'Cause freedom would flood our lives. So don't you think it's time?
My shame is not security, and silence won't assuredly hold me safe in its embrace.
My one, my monopoly leads to false philosophies, justifying why I hide. We could sacrifice and relinquish all our pride, 'cause we know that there's acceptance on the other side.
So don't you think it's time?
What if everybody said what they were really thinking? Oh, we'd see everybody else's misrepresenting. Oh, why do we put up a fight, hide it all inside? 'Cause freedom would flood our lives. So don't you think it's time we speak our mind? Why don't we speak our mind?
Oh, so good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's an old song. You sang that the last time you were up
here. Yeah.
This is the first song that we ever
finished.
Wrote and finished together.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. How do you determine who's going to sing which part? I mean, it seems like, Stephanie, you kind of do mostly harmonies until you sing the lead part yourself, until you're soloing. Is that kind of how that works for you?
We kind of have tried every combination possible that you can with two voices to kind of change it up. Yeah. So we don't really have a set pattern, but like on our EP, it's got six songs, and I think sometimes we sing unison together, sometimes we trade off verses, sometimes one takes the chorus, one does the other, but do a little mix of everything.
If you did like a full inventory, we're probably like right even with, you know, amount of time that we're singing individually, or one's taking melody, one's taking harmony. So yeah, the way we determine it would be, I don't know.
What works?
What feels right.
Whatever feels right, yeah.
Did you write songs while you were pregnant?
Yes.
You did?
With Asher.
Yeah, they're first. We have two. We have a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old.
Okay, so they're going to be.
Hey,
musicians,
Asher.
Most likely.
Oh, they love music.
I can't imagine anything be better than growing up as an infant, hearing music and hearing mom and dad sing.
Oh yeah,
I mean, what a perfect thing.
One of our favorite moments with our son was a few weeks ago. He was in the back seat, and he loves to sing, but he's barely two, so you know. Yeah, you don't hear a lot of coherent singing, but just randomly he requests our music. Mm-hmm. So we heard him singing almost all the words. We had no idea he even knew it, but it was so sweet to hear him.
Yeah,
doing that. So
we have a 4-5 year, almost 5-year-old grandson, and he listens to music on the radio, and then he goes and finds it on YouTube.
Oh my gosh!
Just wait a minute, what's going on here? But I'm so glad to have you folks here with us, Chris and Stephanie Teague, Out of the Dust. You can hear them tomorrow morning at Fellowship Bible Church. Where is that in town?
It is off of Veterans Parkway, right near the 96 and Veterans Parkway intersection.
And that's a new church building, you were saying earlier.
Yeah, we've been in there about a year.
That's great.
Almost exactly a year, yeah.
So they have a praise team there, but you're going to be leading worship tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. What time does that service start?
We have a 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock service.
And you'll be at both of them?
We will.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Very nice, very nice. Thank you for being with us, Chris and Stephanie Teague. I think we've got time for a couple more songs here in the last 15 minutes. We'll chase around, make sure that happens, because we love to hear you play and sing. We have Melissa Cross with us as well today from the Habitat for Humanity. And Josh Chappell, we haven't had you talk with us very much this hour. I apologize for that. But he is the Restore Manager. Restore is the right way to say that, with Habitat. What challenging things have happened for you in the last few months? Is it hard to keep all the stuff rotated? I mean, all store managers typically have to rotate stock and change prices, and that just must be a nightmare with all the new stuff coming in, and you never know what's going to come in from one day to the next. Somebody could show up with a truck full of lumber, or or a drywall or whatever. What is your life like as a ReStore manager? Whoops! How about if I turn your mic on? I'm so sorry.
You're absolutely right, Tom. There are plenty of challenges, but I would say that the blessings far outweigh the challenges. We do have to rotate stock and reduce prices, but that's part of the fun and the magic of the ReStore is never knowing what products are going to show up on which days. And that makes it a fun experience to go down there and shop and see what's different this week than last week. Certainly a lot of the things are going to be different in that short of amount of time. One of our strategies to overcome challenges is to price all those items so economically that when you come in our store, you will tear at yourself of if you can leave without that item or not. And a lot of times the economical pricing holds true, and we go ahead and send that item back out into the community and do a great new home. So I would say that there are challenges in general of managing a retail establishment, but once again, the blessings far outweigh the challenges.
How do you set prices? Do you go to Lowe's or Home Depot and say, well, this is what they charge for it new, and ours is definitely going to be an X percent less?
That's absolutely correct. And Lowe's is actually a huge donor of ours.
Really?
When they do a display reset, they generally donate what the old displays on the floor were.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely. And again, those are brand new items, and we're going to price them 30 to 70% of what retail is. We watch standard retail prices. We check Amazon. We watch Craigslist. We want to be competitive with the secondhand market, and we absolutely want to move those items and move them quickly to help us build houses. So it's a great place to find unique items at an economical price and walk out with an absolutely quality product.
So you have sales from time to time?
Absolutely. Probably the best day to come by the ReStore, if you've never been by, is the last Saturday of any month, and we take 30% off every single donated item. Whatever price we're asking, if it's the last Saturday of the month, that item's 30% off.
So you could actually remodel your house with some really nice stuff from the ReStore at a bargain price, and maybe your budget that you've maybe worked out with a contractor or whatever, and he's talking about all wholesale, and then you come in with this, we can get this and we can get that.
Absolutely. The ReStore is one of the places in town that your dollars will go very far, and we're there to help your dollars go far. One of the most enjoyable parts of my day is when a customer walks in and they say, Josh, I've got a situation. I need to fix this thing, whatever the thing may be, and I need to do it for less than this amount of money. What solutions have you got, and how can y'all help me? And we're just absolutely excited and tickled to be able to serve our community in that way.
Hmm. Melissa, we were talking earlier about the designs of houses, and can you give us a kind of a quick overview about how someone who might be want to be a Habitat for Humanity customer, how they get involved in the process? I know they come by and talk, but what are the steps that they can anticipate encountering?
Well, they do come by and fill out an application, and I think we're going to open up applications at the end of this month or early October. We have our group going through the process right now. And they'll fill that out, and we do have many qualifications. They are working families. They usually are minimum wage, low income, and they have to show that they've had steady employment. And then they start the program, and that's the 30-week financial and homeowner education program, and then starting to put in the sweat equity, which is 300 to 400 hours. So they'll do all that. If they make it through all that and they get assigned to a house, they'll choose their Habitat house. We have several plans. Most of them are one level. We have a couple of two stories that we've done. And they choose all the things that go into it.
And available properties. They can pick out where they want to live.
Right. And we have certain properties. We're always trying to get more properties, and especially if anybody wants to donate any land to us.
Do you have some support from realtors that will?
We do. We have support from realtors and banks. And a lot of families that end up with, you know, property that they'd rather donate it to us or sell it at a good rate. And then the homeowner will actually be buying the home, and that's a zero interest mortgage, and it's at no profit to us.
Are they typically 15, 20, 30 years? What's their mortgage rates?
It's usually 30 years.
30 years.
Right. And so they will be paying a mortgage payment, which, you know, that's their investment into the house. So we know that they are going to keep that up. We have a very, very low foreclosure rate. Typically, their mortgage is about $380, whereas in Rutherford County, typical mortgages and typical even just rental properties are $800 to $1,000.
At least double or triple.
So, so automatically they're going to save money, and they're going to, then they can budget their house and budget their expenses and sustain that for a long time.
Sure.
So we call it a hand up, not a hand out. They're going to be able to move out of poverty.
There's far more to it than I think the popular perception that Habitat makes free houses.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's far more complicated than that, but it's all logical and makes a lot of sense, and it really does help people.
It permanently helps them.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
sure,
they will learn those things. You've talked to a Habitat homeowner, and they know exactly how your credit rating works and all of those financial decisions that we all have to make. They're really good at it.
Why it's a bad idea to go off on a scholarship to a university and then start accepting credit card offers that are waiting there in the lobby for you.
Right, right.
When you get to sign up. Oh my
And
low goodness.
Income people also get, you know, have all that predatory lending.
Sure.
And they just get, they dig themselves into the hole.
It just makes me so mad when I see all the little businesses that spring up around low income housing areas that are loan sharks.
Right.
It's just, I don't know why we can't get a city ordinance against that.
And for everything, I mean, even food, you know, they tend to buy the food that costs more, that's not as nutritious. So we try and teach them how to buy the right kind of food for their family. And
I've heard I've heard it called food deserts, where there are not fresh vegetables available in some areas of the city. You know, we have so many things to encounter and so many things to look at that are challenges, that are situations that are maybe beyond our immediate purview, but we have thoughts on them and encouraging words to say toward authority figures and toward changing those things and improving them. And I just can't help but think that as we talk about living responsibly today, that if you have a good idea, say something about it. You know, if you have some time and you want to encourage other folks, there are multiple ways of finding a niche that you can feel comfortable in helping others. And certainly Habitat for Humanity is one of those. Can you tell me once again how people who might be interested in volunteering or just being available to, maybe you're a contractor and that you've got some stuff that you'd like to contribute, how do people connect with Habitat for Humanity?
Well, if they call our office, that's the best way to find out who to talk to. Angie Ezell is the one to talk to as far as being part of the homeowner program.
She's been on our program before.
Mm-hmm. And Megan Hutchings, who was
here
before, and she's the volunteer coordinator. And really talk to any of them. Of course, Josh can help you with the Restore, and I love the Restore too, so...
Josh Chappell, real nice fellow. Go by and see him at the Restore, and he'll help you out. And Melissa Cross has been our guest today here on Uptown Talk as well. Thank you both
for
being
a part
of
our
program. It's been a lot of fun. And I think we've just got enough time for another song from Chris and Stephanie Teague. But I got to mention one more thing before we do that, okay? So stick around with us here. Charlie is telling me it's time to do another message, and we shall do that right now. Bagwell Document Solutions offers Middle Tennessee businesses and industry the latest in fine quality printing and imaging machines, featuring the full line of Canon copiers with network high-speed digital imaging capability. You can ask Bagwell's experienced on-site technicians for a free survey of your existing equipment, and that Bagwell team is ready and able to provide just the right solutions for you. Save time and money by calling the experts, Bagwell Document Solutions. You can find them online at bagwellds.com. That's bagwellds.com. Or call them anytime at 800-427-8329. That's 800-427-8329. And as we come to the end of today's program, I want to invite you please to thank every veteran that you know and those that you meet for their service and dedication during their military years, and for many in some form of public service long afterward. And if you'd like to hear more honest and touching stories about veterans in our midst, please go online to www.npr.com and type this in their search window, StoryCorps Military Initiative. That's www.npr.com, StoryCorps Military Initiative, and you'll hear stories from veterans who've just returned from conflicts across the globe and their service from decades ago. Just amazing, amazing stories that'll put you in touch with what being an American, being a part of our great country, is really all about. Our sponsors today have been Azo Technology, Shacklets Photography, iDrive E85, The Tennessee Peddler, City Cafe, Bagwell Document Solutions, and our friends today, Tom's Pond and Wholesale Jewelry, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Forest York Guitars, and Pa Bunk's Organic Grocery. And right now, to take us out here again, are our friends Chris and Stephanie Teague with their Out of the Dust, and they have another great song for you. Here they go.
Sure, this is the single off of our EP. It's called All That I'm Made For. It's inspired from a couple weeks we spent in Kenya in an orphanage a few years ago. And it's had some radio play in the UK and in California we're really excited about. But it's called All That I'm Made For.
If you like what you've heard, you can find us on iTunes or at our website, outofthedustmusic.com. Or also, if you're listening on WGNS and you're here in the borough, you can go to Christian Publishers Outlet.
Life is more than simply chasing after things I think I need.
It's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about me.
Every day I slave and search for what will make me be okay.
There's only one thing, there's only one thing, there's only one thing.
Lord, awaken me from sleeping, endless dreaming. You can take me, you can make me so much more. Lord, just let me be all that I am made for.
Chris and Stephanie Teague, Out of the Dust. You can hear their CD if you pick one up here at Shacklets Photography. And we just thank you for being with us. Chris and Stephanie Teague with Out of the Dust. And we also want to thank Megan Hutchings and Josh, the Restore Manager, and Melissa Cross, the Development Director from Habitat for Humanity, being our guest today. Next week, we'll have Jim Dooley, who will be here, and Frank Caperton, talking about some new programs they've got going to help senior citizens in our community. And our musical guest next week, a sensational new vocal group of young ladies who call themselves No Signal. I've never heard them before, but I hear they're great. So be with us next week here for Uptown Talk on your balcony from Shacklets Photography. That's our show for today. We thank you for being with us. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you.